A stream of professional athletes has just begun to flow into a grand jury room in San Francisco where a federal investigation could affect several sports at once. This past week, track and field stars had to testify. In the coming weeks, baseball stars Barry Bonds and Jason Giambi will have a turn, along with pro football players, at least one boxer, and athletes from other sports as well. These are secret grand jury proceedings, but there are widespread questions over whether some of these athletes may have used a so-called designer steroid. Tom Goldman covers sports for NPR without the aid of any performance-enhancing drugs and periodically joins us to talk sports on the weekend. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
Okay, it's been a few weeks since this first hit the headlines, but just a review here. Scientists have identified this new substance called THG. It turns out that some athletes may have been taking it, and this past week, the Food and Drug Administration declared it an illegal drug. Now, that being known, how widespread is this investigation getting?
Well, the investigation into THG is spreading. It started with rumors of use by track and field athletes. Some of them now have tested positive for THG, but other Olympic sports are being urged to test for THG, to retest existing urine samples for THG. The major professional sports in this country, which have been, shall we say, a bit slothful when it comes to drug policing, seem to have snapped to attention. Pro football has banned THG, says it will retest existing samples. Major League Baseball and the NCAA have announced they're banning THG.
And Tom, granting that it is a secret investigation here, what is publicly known about who was making this substance and who was distributing it?
All that's known is there was an anonymous coach who first told the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency about the existence of this previously undetectable steroid. At the time he called, he also said that the person distributing THG was a man named Victor Conti. He's a former athlete and musician who some call a dietary supplement guru. He runs the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, or BALCO, in the San Francisco Bay Area. And BALCO happens to be under investigation by federal authorities, reportedly on tax and finance issues. BALCO was raided by IRS and law enforcement agencies recently. But as you were mentioning in your intro, the tie-ins are very interesting. BALCO's list of athlete clients who swear by Victor Conti's apparently legal supplements, that list includes Barry Bonds, Jason Giambi from baseball, track's Marion Jones, boxing's Shane Mosley, NFL players, NHL players. 40 athletes have been subpoenaed to testify before this federal grand jury. Being subpoenaed to testify doesn't mean they're guilty of anything, and Victor Conti maintains he's innocent. He did not supply THG. But if the grand jury finds that there's enough evidence to issue an indictment, a resulting trial could be very interesting in whatever revelations come out.
Yeah, and there certainly have been scandals before involving a single high-profile athlete. But when you have so many athletes from so many sports who are being looked at, what is that going to mean?
Could mean a lot of things. It may expose drug cheats, obviously. It could ruin some careers, even change the look of next year's Athens Olympics. If athletes are caught using steroids, there's a two-year ban, meaning no 2004 Summer Games. In the long run, I think this is what could be interesting. Anti-doping crusaders hope this whole affair prompts the United States to respond as Canada did after the Ben Johnson steroid scandal at the 1988 Olympics. Canadian government commissioned an inquiry that laid out all the details of doping in sport, how it's done, who did it, a debate on ethics in sport. A lot of these anti-doping people would love to see that in this country, where, particularly in the major pro sports, baseball, football, basketball, I've kind of ignored it. I mean, they all like to say they've done things about it, but they haven't really enforced performance-enhancing drug policing very well. If the U.S. government responds to this scandal with hearings, maybe legislation, America could finally have an interesting dialogue about what exactly it wants from sports and its athletes. I mean, does it want fair competition, or does it want dazzling, chemically enhanced performances? This could be very interesting.
And we'll have to leave you with that question still unanswered. NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.